everybody. Welcome to the ABDL Cast, the podcast for adults who just like diapers. I'm your host, Toddy, and this is episode number one for May 22nd, 2014. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm so excited about this show. I've been wanting to do the... What? Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear that? That's Sammy. She's on the other side of the glass. That's our producer. I think you can hear her coming through my headphones. No? Yeah, I know, Sammy. Okay, thanks. Yeah, we just hired her in here to help me do this show, which is really weird because after almost a decade of broadcasting on internet radio and podcasting, we finally got a producer in here. So Sammy's going to help and get the show all dialed in beforehand, get the studio ready, and she has the sound clips that we may need, and she'll make sure that the studio's set up proper-like, and all I have to do is get behind the microphone, look at a couple of show notes here, make sure that the flow is right, and everything else is handled. So I go, yeah. No, I know, we're happy. Gosh, it's great, Sammy. And yeah, she's a lot like us. So anyway, okay. So getting back to the show, I've been wanting to do this for so many years, but I never knew what format an ABDL podcast should be. I mean, I wanted to make a show that I'd like to hear, and that kind of harkens back to memories of about a decade ago. There was a website. I wish I could remember the name of it. Hopefully, one of you listeners out there will know the website I'm talking about. All kinds of stories on there, dozens and dozens, and maybe hundreds of stories on there that you can read, but many of them, you could also click on a link and listen to them being read to you. Now, of course, it was read by computer voices, and I did like that you could pick a man voice or a lady voice, and I always picked the lady voice because I'd rather hear a lady talking to me than a man, but that's just me, and it was a computer voice, and so the syntax was goofed up, and sometimes the words were pronounced all wrong, but it didn't matter. It was magic, and I could lay there late at night in the dark with my eyes closed and listen to these stories being spoken to me, like telling me stories at night, bedtime stories, and going to that special place inside my own head, and I miss that so much because I love audio. I've always loved audio. No, that was wrong. I've always loved audio. And going back to old record albums, Disney albums, and children's records that I still have. Ones that I got for my 4th birthday. These things are old, friends. You'll learn more about that as we go on as well. And I love audio books. I love audio theater. It's theater of the mind. I like to picture the things inside my own head, make up my own fantasy world, and live it out while somebody's reading or while I'm listening to somebody telling a story audibly. And so I kind of want the show to be sort of like that, but we're also going to keep it clean. It's not a fetish lifestyle podcast or show. And nothing against those. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm not comfortable with that. And so that's not what this show is going to be. And I've always been chagrined because I've been, you know, since I've been podcasting for so long, I've always periodically done searches. Let's see if we can find an ABDL, an adult diaper podcast or something. Something I can listen to that's up my alley. Something that tickles my fancy. And so, honestly, I am producing a show here that is getting... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sammy. Sammy and I are producing a show here that... Okay. Sammy's the producer. I'm going to perform a show here. Is that okay with you, Sammy, if I say that? Okay. So, what? What was that? Okay, your mom's listening, and you want her to make sure that you've made good on your life and the decisions you've made in your schooling and stuff. I understand. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to perform this show, something along the lines of what I would like to listen to, and hopefully other people will enjoy listening to it too. And so far, from what I can tell, it's the only one of its kind, which is kind of, well, that's too bad. Hopefully others will join along and do them as well. So what I did was I produced an episode 0 the other day, and that was just a placeholder episode. Really, what it could have been was nothing. It could have been just white noise. It could have just been our intro and outro song. It could have been me reading the newspaper or whatever. It was just something, a audio clip, a file that we can upload to our host, get the RSS feed working, and submit that feed to iTunes so that we have a place in iTunes so that when we release episode one, it's already there. There's no delay because people, iTunes is still the number one place where people procure their podcasts. And so we have to make sure that we're in there. So that was a placeholder episode, but I went ahead and made it a little bit of an intro to what the show is going to be. And then I went over on my favorite forum at dailydiapers.com/board, and I posted a link there. I said, hey, this is what I'm going to try and do. If anybody wants to listen to it and let me know what you think, I sure would appreciate it. And we got some feedback, and I want to address that right now because the very first comment that I received was from a person by the name of Knights. And Knights wrote, hey there, I went and listened to the first episode, and I have some comments I wanted to make. First off, I love your idea. I'm always happy when people take their time to create stuff for our community, and I congratulate you for finally doing it like you wanted to. Thanks. So my first major comment is that I like the music, and I like how well you talk and pronounce things. Boy, I've never been accused of that before, pronouncing things well. It's very hard to listen to something, even if the subject matter is interesting, if the audio is bad. And that is absolutely right, Knights. In fact, people like myself that also produce video, we know there's a secret to the trade that your video can be crummy. It could be low, you know, quality video. But the audio has to be good quality. People will forgive all kinds of things, but they won't forgive bad audio. And so we're going to do our best to produce. Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. Sammy is going to do her best to produce a quality audio product here for you to listen to. And we're going to try and keep, I'll keep on her. What? No, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just saying that in jest, Sammy. Anyway, getting back to the comment here, Knight says, I do have a little gripe, though, with the voice enhancement. I understand that you need to change your voice to keep your identity a secret, and the voice does sound nice because it's not harsh, a harsh, screechy tone like some voice changers sound, but it might be hard for an audience to stay tuned in to this voice for an extended amount of time, even 15 minutes, because the pitch is so high. If maybe you could tone that down just a little, it might be more appealing. But if you can't change it, that's all right. I would still personally listen. And I did, Knights. I bumped it down one click. And hopefully that will make enough of a difference. Now, of course, it depends on how I'm talking. So, like, if I'm getting real close and personal with you and I'm just whispering in your ear and I'm going to tell you a little secret, Knights, that I don't want you to let anybody else know. Obviously, I'm going to have my voice lower. I'm going to be talking slower and softer. And so the sound, even with the enhancement with the effects, is going to make it sound a lot different than if I'm super excited like I usually am, and I can be talking like this, I can be like this, and I can't wait to get that new trial pack, right? Okay, so it all depends on what mood I'm in and what I'm projecting with my voice. So, Knights, I hope that works out for you. I did turn it down that click, like I said. So let's get back to the comments here. My other comment has to do with the content. What are you going to be talking about? I would love to hear stories from your perspective, but also maybe do some reviews of products and companies. Keep up the good work. Again, Knights, thank you so much. And this is going to be a very story-driven show. Not just me telling you stories. Now, sometimes I may get into the fanciful, and I hope that I always preface that, like saying, you know what, this didn't even happen, but I'm going to tell you this story because this means something to me. But normally it's going to be life experiences. I'm old, and you'll learn a little bit more in just a few minutes. Let me get on to some other comments, and then we're going to get back to you, Knights. So stay tuned, because now we're going to address a comment and a question from Rachel Emily. Rachel Emily says, are you going to have call-in type show or guests as the Big Little Podcast does? If so, I'd love to contribute questions and comments. Thank you so much, Emily. And I'll address that in just a moment. But first, let me tell you that you can always leave comments on the website at abdlcast.com or follow me on Twitter at ABDLcast, twitter.com/ABDLcast. And then we'll get back to your question about call-ins and whatnot in just a moment, because now we're going to address the last one by Tonka. Tonka asks, any chance of doing guest skits? Oh, man. Just the sound of that. I don't know what you mean by that, Tonka, but in my mind, I just got an explosion of ideas and excitement. Man, if we could have people contribute things for the show, audio and so, oh, wow. But all three of you, here's the problem. See, I'm completely set up to take phone calls. I do plenty of other shows where we have calls. Live calls, we do Skype, we do all that stuff, Google Hangouts, all the different things that you can do. So I'm set up to do that. In fact, the phone's in the studio right now, but I had Sammy come in and turn the ringer down before we started recording here. And so it's there, it's possible, and all that stuff. So what? No, I didn't turn. Okay, I don't know who could be called. Hold on just a moment. Hello, this is Toddy. Yeah? Uh-huh. What? Ed McMahon? No, I don't know anything about the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. No, I didn't enter any of that kind of stuff. No, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm doing a podcast. Podcast? P-O-D? Like iPod? Cast? Like with a fishing pole thing or a net? Cast it out? No? It's a radio show that you can listen to on the internet. No, you can't dial your set top on your desk, your countertop radio. Well, you could go to abdlcast.com or some. Well, maybe if you have an internet radio, that might work. It doesn't matter. Go to abdlcast.com. I gotta go. I gotta get back to the show. But thanks for calling and keep your sweepstakes things. Okay. Bye bye. No, I didn't call. I don't know. No, Sammy. No. In fact, I know what happened. When I hired you for the job as a producer, you went and told everybody. I bet you had somebody do a prank call on me. No. You bet. I bet you did. You're crazy, Sammy. Yeah, I knew we were going to hit it off right off the bat. Okay, got to get back to the show. So anyhow, getting back, so I can have phone calls coming in, and that's not a problem. But the problem is, this is the problem, is that I'm very particular about what I want this show to be and what I want to be aired on this show. And the last thing that I want is somebody to pour their heart and their soul and their effort into creating something, a little piece of art to submit to the show, and then me have to say, I'm sorry, that doesn't fit in with the style. It's not what I don't want. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to have to send out rejection letters. I'm not able to do that. I'm not a boss. That's what I got Sammy for, to be the boss. No, I'm not saying that you're bossy, Sammy. That's okay. But anyhow, so I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what the show turns out to be. Things may change. But again, somebody knows if they submitted something or they call in and leave a voicemail and I don't play it, you know, that's going to make people feel bad, and I don't want to do that. Anyhow. Hey, you know what? I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. In fact, I lived the entire decade of the 70s. I'm old. And as a consequence, just like anybody else, especially when you read people's threads on like the forum over at Daily Diapers or anywhere else, you know, people are talking about things that they remember from when they were a kid. And I love the cartoons, and I love the TV shows, and I love the popular culture of the 70s, from when I love shag carpet, and I love wood panel walls, and I love that I could go over to my grandma's house and her house still looked like it was the 50s or the early 60s. And those things, those are memories that I will always have, and they're important things to me. And $6 Million Man from when I was a little kid, and Wonder Woman TV show, and you know, things like that. And they're always going to stick with me, and they are going to drive and direct the way that I do a show like this, because when it comes down to it, I will always be that kid back in the 70s, that little kid that's still in diapers. For some reason, I don't know why, I will never be able to understand that, but I'm still that, you know, 4 or 5 year old kid that still has to wear diapers. And so that's a particular direction or a paradigm, so to speak, that's going to drive the show. And that's how I see the world, and the world of ABDL is driven by those types of things. So you have to keep that in mind. And as the show progresses, you're going to learn more things about me, and you're going to remember back, oh yeah, back in episode one, he said he basically is still living in the 70s. So so anyway, we'll see what happens as it goes on. And, you know, hey, Sammy, we don't have a commercial to play because it's not a commercial show, and I don't have a cough button in here anymore. Where'd you move it? I had it in here for the last show I did. I need to take a drink of water. What? Okay. Oh, you'll work on that? Like a musical interlude? But in the meantime, I could do this? Okay, Sammy says I could play this little music clip while I take a drink real quick. Did you read the news yesterday? Bambino's Diapers posted on their Facebook page this message, and I quote, "Contrary to some of the comments we have read on the boards and forums, Bambino Diapers are not going out of business. We have delayed all new production orders from our manufacturers until we are satisfied that our customers' concerns for quality and comfort can be met. We do not want to sell products that fail to meet the expectations of our customers. We still have inventory on the Tina Slip Maxi original all-plastic diaper from Europe, Abena, and Mullicare all-plastic diapers, and we will be receiving samples of our new Bambino production in the next few days and believe that we can be fully stocked with most of our product by the end of June. Thank you for your patience, Bambinos." Yeah! Yeah, I knew all the kids would say that, but yeah, I know. Yeah, they were happy. I'm happy too. So anyway, that's good news from Bambino, because, you know, really, I don't know about you, and I'm talking from a perspective of being in the United States, Bambino really changed everything for me. You know, I can remember, friends, back in the mid-1980s, when the tins were sold in a box. You know how everybody goes to eBay and spends crazy sums of money on original vintage Pampers in the boxes, you know, from the 70s and I guess the early 80s. I can't remember too much in the early 80s from that. But anyway, there were those little boxes. Tins used to be sold that way. And that's how I first got them. I first discovered a Tins via an advertisement in, what's that little magazine called? Reader's Digest. Oh, man. I remember coming across that. Oh, wow. What? I can go and buy those? Well, you know what? I knew about adult diapers a little bit before that, but I had no way of verifying that. I'll tell that story some other time. But anyway, let's get back to this. So I started out, you know, as a kid, I was makeshifting diapers, not like other people that I read that are using trash bags and stuff like that. I would fashion out of two baby diapers one diaper that I could fit into. And I'll explain more about that later on. But anyway, I was doing that up until it was when I got my driver's license. So we're talking 1985. And I was, you know, I discovered these and I was able to go to the store and buy tins. And they were a whole, complete, perfect, beautiful, wonderful, soft diaper for adults. Adult size that I could fit into. And I wore those for a long, long time until for some reason you couldn't get them at that store anymore. I think it was, you know, Thrifties or Save-On or whatever. This was out on the West Coast back in the 80s. And you know, the whole time next to them on the shelf, they would have Depends. But Depends? Those things are like green and they look funny. And I am very loyal to brands. I will never buy those. You know, that's what I told myself. I'm an Attends guy. And I bought those, and all of a sudden they weren't available anymore. And then I got some other brand. I wish I could remember what they were called. They weren't bad. I mean, for, you know, gosh, what was the alternative? And I like the medium package is when they switched to a plastic soft package and stuff. And I believe that at that time, this was still in the 80s, that package was orange. Or an orange color for the medium size. Like it had orange accents or something. I don't know. I wish I could remember. And boy, do I have stories about that. You're going to hear the stories. But anyway, and then having to switch and going through diapers and different brands and blah, blah, blah. And finally, I landed on, I believe it was called First Quality. And that's when I started going to the local first aid stores. You know, I never knew that such a thing existed. And I don't even know how I learned about it. But I'd go in there and they'd play all kinds of stuff and ended up with these, you know, First Quality. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm the name of it. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. And they had the tapes were white, but they had blue crisscrosses on them. Does that ring a bell? Gosh, I'm getting old, so I don't remember that. And besides, when I tried my very first Bambino, it like erased or overwrote all previous history that I had with adult diapers, because that Bambino was magic. It was like, I'm wearing a diaper for the very first time. Oh, I was so excited. Inside my head was like this. Oh, I even posted, I believe, on the Daily Diapers forum, you know, hey, I'm wearing a diaper for the very first time. You know, it was one of those kind of things. I can see, you know, when a situation like, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. And so, hey, no copyright. But, no, I know. I only did a couple of seconds, so I don't think that'll violate any copyrights. And and then all of a sudden, what, a year or two later, after first discovering them, they changed. Oh, that was a big plosive. They changed. And they got small. And I've always been happy with the fact that I wore medium-sized diapers, because that makes me feel like a little kid, right? Oh, I'm not a big kid. I'm a little kid. A medium-sized kid, right? And I wear medium-sized diapers. And they changed, and these things turned into low-riders, like the hip-huggers, like all those jeans that everybody wears nowadays and stuff. How uncomfortable. Oh, they were so uncomfortable, and I was sad. But through the board, I discovered, hey, there's a place called XP Medical, and you can get all kinds of different brands of adult diapers there. And so I ordered a couple of sample packs, one of Abenas, because everybody raves about Abenas, and the other was of dry 24/7s. And the Abenas, I don't like them. Came with two, like the M2s, which is they're discreet, you know, depends size or thickness, whatever. And then the M4, which is the granddaddy, and on paper, that should be great. But first of all, why is there all that drawing all over it? It looks like a detour sign on the highway. Hey, we need you to merge over this way, and then over to the left, and then you're going to drive up a little bit, and then you're going to merge right back over to the right, and then you're going to come over, and you're going to cross over there, and here's some cross traffic, and we got this, and blah, 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 and warning, and stop, and what is that? It's ugly. I'm from the 70s, man. A white diaper. In fact, I get Bianco's from Bambino. Anyway, and then I tried the dry 24/7, and wow, what a diaper. That is a diaper. Thick and big, and their medium was large. It was big. It was a big medium, and I felt even littler. And it wasn't so much that I was swimming in it. Like, I tried the large Bambinos, and that was like, it was ridiculous. That wasn't going to work. And so anyway, I tried that, and I was happy, but now I think that Bambino is listening to people, and hopefully they're going to get back on track, because I'm also excited, getting back to XP Medical, that recently they released their own brand, their in-house diaper, and there's some good write-ups on that, on the board, and I'm excited to try those. It doesn't have all the features, but, you know, the price is lower, and I was hoping that thread would get pinned, but I don't think enough people are ordering and talking about it in order to justify it getting pinned. But so that's what I'm planning. Well, and then there's the brand new dry 24/7. What is that? The Confidry? Ho, 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 ho. That just sounds like a dream. And so I'm going to try those two, and we'll talk about that. Now, getting back to the board, one of the things that I want to do, and this episode is going to be long. This is much longer than I had anticipated it being. I was hoping the show would be about 15 minutes, maybe 20. This episode looks like it's going to be about 30 minutes, but I want to get through this real quick before we end up getting back to the forum, because part of the show I'm going to go, because I don't like to type, so I don't want to blog. You know what? Oh, hit that again. I know. I'm sorry. I get excited with my hands. Anyway, I don't like to type, so I don't want to blog. This is an audio blog, the ABDL cast, and so I can go onto the forum and I can find threads that I really like, and I can address them, and I can just talk. So there was a post that reappeared. This had been originally posted on July of 2011, and as some posts are wont to do, they make a comeback. And this was originally posted by Pampers212, and the original post was, "The other night, I was wearing just a shirt and a diaper, and the shirt was long enough to just about cover the diaper completely, unless I bent over even slightly. I really like to dress that way, and that night, I was even so bold as to go outside after dark and turn off the sprinkler hose. Felt quite liberating, actually. I'm quite certain that nobody saw me, and I would not have even wanted that, but just to be out in the cool night air in just a diaper and a shirt. Words can't really describe it. Know what I mean?" Yes, Pampers212, I know what you mean, because I have a lot of weird stories, but one that I'm thinking about right now happened when I was in my early 20s. This was probably, the early 1990s, and I was living back at home with my parents, and it was one night I was in my bedroom, and in my bed, wearing a t-shirt and a diaper, and for some reason, in the middle of the night, it's 2:30, 3 in the morning, I got a crazy idea. Hey, I'm going to go outside. And so I get up, and I put on some socks, and I put on some sneakers, and I slip some shorts over my diaper, and I sneak down the hallway as slow as I can, crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. And I go out through the garage, and out through the side door of the garage, and then open up the gate to our house and go on the other side of the gate, and I'm standing there, and I'm still back far away from the house, and we lived in a quiet tract housing in a nice area, and nothing, not a soul alive out and about. Well, people were alive, but they were sleeping and not driving and all kinds of stuff. And so I'm out there, and I slip off the shorts, and I'm just standing there outside in just a t-shirt and a diaper and some socks and sneakers. And I'm carrying my shorts, and I go two doors down to the corner of the street, and I lay down the shorts on the ground, and I sit down on them on the curb, and I'm just enjoying the fact, I don't know why, but I'm enjoying the fact that I'm sitting out there in just a diaper and a t-shirt, right? The way you're supposed to be. And all of a sudden, I see from up the hill, the street, lights, and a car is coming down, and I freeze, and the car's coming, and it's passing me, and just as it gets past me, it comes to a stop, and my heart stops, and then I jump up, and I grab my shorts, and I turn, and I run two doors down, and I run up my driveway, and I run through the side gate, and close the gate, and I run into the garage, and I close the garage door, and lock it, and I go in, and I put on my shorts, and I sneak into the house, all gingerly, and softly, and quietly, crinkle, crinkle, and I get into my bedroom, and I drop my shorts, and take off my shoes, and I get in bed. Oh, and I couldn't believe what I did, and it was exciting. And shortly thereafter, I did something else, just as crazy. And I'll tell you about that on another show. Oh, but that brings us to the end of this episode. Episode 1 of the ABDL cast. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll tune in again, and I hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope that you'll visit our website often at abdlcast.com, where you can leave comments or you can find links to other things that I do, such as the second best place to find me, Twitter. Twitter.com/ ABDLcast. And friends, that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah!
Oh, no. It's okay, kids. We'll be back again next week. What? Okay, Sammy. I'll come. Yeah, I plan on doing this hopefully once a week. I want to keep the short shows about 15 minutes long or so. Why was this one so long? I know, because I was giving some more background info, which I shouldn't have done because that's what episode zero was for. But anyway, until next time, crinkle, crinkle, little star. And now we are cooking with the gas. And now we are cooking with the gas. And now we are cooking with the gas. And now...